USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, says he will be resigning the governorship effective the 2nd of August.
I want to respect the Constitution, and I want to
secure
an orderly transition.
That's Rosello speaking through a translator. There have been calls for Rosello to step down for weeks since there were leaked messages in which Rosello was seen to have made derogatory comments about gay people, women, and Hurricane Maria victims. Republicans say nothing new came out of Robert Mueller's testimony before two House committees yesterday, but the top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the appearances were meaningful.
It is a crossing of a threshold in terms of the public awareness of what happened and how it conforms to the law or not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Pentagon says North Korea has launched at least two short-range projectiles flying about 260 miles. This would be the first reported missile launch since President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had a historic meeting at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas about a month ago. Hours after a federal judge in Washington declined to do so, a San Francisco judge chose to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
U.S. District Judge John Tiger ruled that the administration's rule, which would bar asylum applications from immigrants who travel through another country to get to the U.S., is likely inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Administration lawyers argued that the U.S. was entitled to enact the rule because of what it calls the crisis of increased migrants at the border.
Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon has been confirmed as the new FAA chief. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressional attempts to stop arms sales to Saudi Arabia stopped by the White House. President Trump vetoing two bipartisan measures that had been passed by Congress to try to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. The president also vetoed a third measure meant to punish Saudi Arabia for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a message to lawmakers, Trump said the resolution would weaken America's global competitiveness and damage important relationships with allies. It's doubtful Congress has the votes to override those vetoes. Officials in Manhattan say financier Jeffrey Epstein's been found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not determined what happened to him, but he's going to be kept on suicide watch. Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. The man who orchestrated the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history is asking President Trump to set him free. Lawyers for Bernie Madoff have filed a request that is asking the president to commute the 81-year-old New York investment con man's 150-year sentence. Madoff pleading guilty in 2009 to 11 crimes after swindling thousands of investors out of billions of dollars. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.